Multi-channel versus omni-channel. What really drives engagement? Welcome to Conexio Pulse, the podcast where we break down what's moving the needle in healthcare sales and marketing. Whether you're in med device, pharma, diagnostics, or biotech, we're here to help you navigate strategy, scale smarter, and engage providers more effectively. Today, we're talking about one of the most important and sometimes misunderstood topics in modern healthcare sales and marketing. Multi-channel versus omni-channel engagement. You've probably heard both terms used interchangeably, but there's a meaningful difference. Multi-channel means you're reaching your audience through multiple platforms: email, digital ads, field reps, events, social, maybe a webinar or two. You're visible in a lot of places, but each of those channels tends to operate somewhat independently. Omni-channel, on the other hand, is about orchestration. It's not just being active in multiple channels, it's about creating one continuous experience across all of them. Each touchpoint reinforces the same message, and the transition from one channel to the next feels seamless. That's critical, because data shows it typically takes 8 to 12 touches across at least 4 different channels to drive conversion or close a sale. In other words, your customer's journey doesn't happen in a single lane, it spans multiple touchpoints. And if your messaging or experience isn't connected, it creates friction and confusion. That's where omni-channel messaging shines. It allows for consistent, connected conversations. The kind where your story builds with every interaction. A rep call might introduce the solution through a voice channel. Next, a digital ad reinforces the key value proposition. A follow-up email expands upon the proof, and a webinar closes the loop. It's all part of one cohesive journey that moves the customer forward. But here's the nuance: a well-planned multi-channel journey can still be very effective. If you know your audience and thoughtfully design the sequence, using data to time your touches and tailor your message, you can deliver strong results. The difference isn't just in the number of channels you use, but in how intentionally you use them. No matter which approach you take, success comes down to the fundamentals: targeting, messaging, and consistency. You have to speak directly to the pain your audience feels, whether it's the inefficiency of their current process, the limitations in patient outcomes, or the cost pressures they face every day. Then you clearly articulate the promise, the better future your solution offers. What does life look like when that pain is solved? Maybe it's faster workflows, more confident decisions in the operating room, or improved patient satisfaction. And finally, you deliver proof. Credible evidence that your promise holds up. That might be data, case studies, testimonials, or real-world outcomes that show your product or service truly delivers. When you combine that pain promise proof framework with a strong call to action and distribute it across multiple touchpoints in a coordinated way, your message becomes memorable and measurable. So whether your strategy favors multi-channel or omni-channel, the goal remains the same: create meaningful, connected experiences that build trust, drive engagement, and ultimately move your audience to act. To learn more about healthcare sales and marketing strategies that accelerate success, visit conexiohealth.com. Until next time, keep innovating to drive better outcomes in patient care and satisfaction.